to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We are glad to be in church, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's have our seats and welcome someone. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord, for coming to us this morning. Jesus, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming to us. Thank you for coming to us because we know that you are here with us. Thank you because you are here to save. You are here to deliver. You are here to set us free. You are here to make us whole. Thank you because we are yours and you are ours, Lord. We are grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will take charge this morning. Have your way, O God. Minister to our hearts, Father. Speak to us, O God. Let us be blessed by your word this morning. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, our Father. In Jesus' name have we prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, church. Good morning, Papi. Good morning, Pastor Laulu. Thank you for the privilege to stand before God's people and give God's word this morning. Amen. Now, I believe that God has sent his word to us this morning. And, you know, it's not just God's word. I also think it's an instruction for us. Well, maybe for me in particular, and then maybe for the house. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I want us to say this together. Just say after me. So you can put your name. I, Anoluapo, receive the word with meekness, which is able to save my soul. I'll be a doer of the word I hear this morning. And I won't be a forgetful hearer. The word of the Lord is my treasure. Nothing will steal it from me. Because I will hide it in my heart. We'll do it one more time. Hi, Anoluapo. We receive God's word with meekness. Because it is able to save my soul. I will be a doer of the word that we hear this morning. And I won't be a forgetful hearer. The word of the Lord is my treasure. Nothing will steal it from me. Because I will hide it in my heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. We'll be looking at a very interesting discourse this morning. I tried to give it a topic. It says, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Can we chorus it together? Okay, I want you to tell somebody beside you, don't get distracted. Hallelujah. Don't get distracted. Praise God. All right. We are going to be looking at Hebrews 12. That's not our main focus, but I want us to read Hebrews 12, 1. NKJV, please. Okay. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the Amplified Classic from here. Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. Amen. So they are starting their unnecessary weights and sin that entangles and snares us, right? And it says that we should ensure that we treat aside. This part is saying that unnecessary weights, sin. But you know that there are also good things that can also distract us. Things that are good actually can also distract us. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, we are going to be looking at the story in scriptures this morning, Luke 10. And we are going to be, from there, we are going to dive in to God's word. Praise God. Luke chapter 10 from verse 38 to 42. All right. Thank you. I'll prefer NKJV, except I asked for another version. So NKJV is very fine. Thank you. All right, so we read. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, before I go into Luke 10, I just want to emphasize something. Let's open to Psalm 16, verse 3. We'll read it in KJV and Amplified Classic. You know, and the reason why I want us to settle this before we enter, so that you will know that God is not saying that we shouldn't be excellent people. Amen. All right, verse 3 says that, as for the saints who are on the earth, they are excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. As for the saints who are in GCCC, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Amplified Classic. As for the godly, the saints who are in GCCC, they are the excellent, the noble, and the glorious, in whom is all my delight. Amen. So I want to emphasize, I read this to emphasize that the Lord desires us to be excellent in everything that we do. Amen.
Amen.
So by the time we continue in our study this morning, don't get confused, because the Lord wants us to be excellent people in all that we do. In all that we do. Amen. All right, so we'll go back to Luke 10. Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care about my sister has left me to serve alone? Do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Martha was distracted with much serving. With much serving. Don't worry. Don't conclude the teaching before I get there. Just follow me. Hallelujah. She's distracted with much serving. You know, she wanted to do the best for Jesus. You will know that. All she was after was actually to serve Jesus. Like Jesus was in a 5-star hotel. Trust me. She wasn't doing anything bad. She just wanted to serve. She wanted to serve with everything. And so she just needed help. And that's why she went to ask that, Lord, can't you see that my sister is not helping me out to serve you? You are the great guest. I want to serve you, you know? And like many of us, we want to give Jesus our best. In church, at work, at home, everywhere we are. She didn't even realize she was distracted. She didn't know she was distracted. That's why she went to complain to Jesus about her sister not helping her. She didn't know. She didn't know she was distracted at all. Hallelujah. Now, there are different things that distract us. You know, and that's why I started that. Yes, we read Hebrews 12. There are sins there are unnecessary weights that can ensnare, that can distract us. But there are also good things that can distract us. You know, that's why I laid that emphasis. Because what Mary was doing, what Martha was doing here wasn't anything bad. It was for a good cause, right? It was great for a good cause. So anything can distract us. Anything. Anything. Name it. Anything. Your work. Your children. Your business. Anything. Anything can become a form of distraction. Praise God. You know, but Jesus saw beyond that service that she wanted to carry out. Jesus saw beyond it. He saw a state that she was in. He saw a state that she was in. Verse 41. Verse 41, please. All right. See Jesus' response to her. He says, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Jesus was not attacking the service. He was attacking her state. And what's her state? She's worried and troubled. Some other versions says careful. Some says anxious. She's worried. She's anxious. That's the state that Jesus saw. Jesus did not see the service because the service was for a good cause. But he saw a state. He saw Martha's state. Hallelujah. Amen. He saw her state that she was worried. You know, the old service was covering something. And that was what Jesus was able to see. Hallelujah. Amen. She was anxious and troubled. She was careful and troubled. Hallelujah. Let's read Matthew 6. And I want us to see, you know, we'll read Matthew 6, 27 and to 29. And then we'll go back to 24. Hallelujah. Okay. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? 28, please. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. All right, I want us to stop there and go to verse 24. Okay. Verse 24 says that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. This part of scripture was addressing a state of heart. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason why you get troubled, the reason why Martha was troubled or was distracted was because of this state she was in. Hallelujah. Amen. She was, you know, I'm sure many of us might be asking questions in our heart. How can you serve God and mammon? You cannot, scripture has clearly stated it, you cannot serve God and mammon. Trust me, when you serve God, you give it all. And, you know, that was why I read Psalms to us at first. That your state of heart or your state every time, if it's to serving God, then you have issues with excellence. You won't have issues with excellence. Hallelujah. You won't have issues with excellence. But many times we leave the main thing and we run after the other things. And in doing that, we become distracted. We become troubled. We become careful. We become anxious. Worry steps in. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Martha was distracted with much serving. She didn't see that state. And then Jesus told her exactly what was her state. Hallelujah. Jesus told her that she's troubled. She's troubled. 41. She's troubled. Verse 41, please. Okay. And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. You are worried and troubled about many things." There are a lot of things, even legitimate things, that can bring you to this state if you are not serving God with all of your heart. So it's not about the service. I don't think Jesus had an issue with Martha serving. It was more of a state. He was like, no, yes, I get you. You know, Jesus was like, I understand that you're trying to serve me. But that's not the issue here. The issue is your state, where you are. You are worried and troubled about many things. Hallelujah. Verse 42. I know Jesus gives the best solution. Immediately, he gave Martha a solution to that state. But one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which should not be taken away from her. This is Martha's solution. It's just to find that one thing that is needed. That's the solution to Martha's problem. Jesus will never leave us. When Jesus sees a problem, he will not leave you in that state. He provides the best solution. And the solution he provided for Martha is that there is one thing needed. Just one thing that is needed. Just one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part. What's that good part? Verse 39 tells us what Mary did. He says, and she had a sister called Mary who also sat had Jesus' faith and heard his word. So that's the good part she chose. She decided to sit and hear Jesus' words. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen right. It can't be taken away from her. What she has chosen cannot be taken away from her. It has become a heritage. It has. Nothing can take it away. No distraction can take it away. No distraction can take away what she has from her. Because she has taken what is needed. Praise God. Hallelujah. She has taken what is needed. She has taken what is needed. Now this is most of us, our state. Some of us, we don't know. We don't know we are distracted. Like Martha didn't really know that he's distracted. You can just continue life not knowing that you are distracted. But there's always a call to show you your state. Whenever we come to church like this, the Lord actually reveals our state. If you come with an open heart, the Lord will reveal your state to you. And you can see, oh, I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. When you have the Lord, you have chosen a good path. And it will not be taken from you. No distraction can take it. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I wrote some things down. How not to be distracted. How not to be distracted. Number one, make a choice. It's your choice to make. It's your choice to make. Mary chose that good path. Mary chose that good path. She chose it. She chose it. So it's your choice to make. No one can make it for you. You can be here and you have not made that choice. You can just be seated here and you've not made that choice. that I just want one thing. Psalm 27, verse 4. Make a choice. Make a choice. Psalm 27, verse 4. All right. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Can I have the Amplified Classic? One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and instantly require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweetness, attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. We must meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you might ask, you might be asking, so it doesn't mean that all I should do with my life is just come to church or just sit at home and do nothing. Maybe just study my Bible. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like I rightly said from the beginning, it's your state of heart. What's your heart panting for? What's your heart yearning for? What are you living for? In the midst of everything you have to do, in the midst of your work, your career, your everything, your business, your marriage, your schooling, everything. What's that purpose that God has revealed to you that is what you are gazing on to? Hallelujah. It says to behold and to gaze upon your beauty. To meditate, to consider and inquire. This is a state of our hearts. So in the midst of all that I'm doing, in my 8 to 5 job, what's the texture of your heart? What's that posture of your heart? Hallelujah. If we don't conclude on this, if you don't make a choice, then you'll be tossed to and fro. You'll be distracted. So it's a choice to make. We must make that choice. So in all that I'm doing, in the midst of every other thing I have to do, there's a posture of my heart, and it's like that of Mary. I'm still at his feet. I'm still at his feet. In front of my computer, I'm still at his feet. In the kitchen, I'm still at his feet. Hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of Lagos wahala, I am still at his feet. So it's a heart posture. It's a state of our heart that we must cultivate it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's something we have to cultivate. It's something we have to do always. It's a choice you have to make. No one can make that choice for you. Praise God. No one can make that choice for you. Because when you have it, nothing can actually take it from you. Nothing can take it from you. Nothing, no pressure of life, no circumstance can take that state of heart from you. So in the midst of many things, you are standing. You cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The second thing is to pray. Pray always. Pray always. Pray always. Hallelujah. Pray always. Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. NKJV. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. In what?
Everything.
Is it in some things? In everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And see what will happen. And the peace of God. Someone that is distracted does not have this. When you are distracted, you don't have this peace. When you are anxious, you don't have peace. Or how many of us have been anxious and then at the same time you have peace? You can't have peace when you are distracted. But it has given us a solution. You pray about everything. Everything. Like everything. And I mean everything. Everything. The simple things that you think, no, I can just do this. Pray about it. Pray about everything. Pray everywhere. Pray everywhere. Pray everywhere. Don't wait till you come to church. Don't wait till you are comfortable before you set the prayer time for yourself. Pray everywhere. Because when you keep praying, you are keeping your heart in a state. You are keeping your, like, you are coming from work. You've had a long day. But even when you come into church, you are not trying to wind yourself to flow into church. Because there's a state of heart you already have. There's a state of heart you already have. So we must all, it's a culture you must imbibe. You don't know how to pray. Look for people that know how to pray and stay with them. Come for daily prayers. Hallelujah. You will learn how to pray. You will learn how to pray. See, just come and just, even if you don't know how to pray, just come and sit down. There's something on Bola when she's leading. It will fall on you. It's normal. It will just fall on you. Trust me. You will pray. They will not teach you. You will just find yourself wanting to pray. You will just find yourself wanting to pray. Just come. You don't know how to pray. Just come. Just sit down. Just be. Even if it's like, oh, you want to come and do this, be looking at the way people are praying, it will fall on you. Trust me. So don't stay. Don't say, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to pray for. Just pray. Pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. You don't have to have a prayer topic. Just stay in that place of prayer. Before you know it, there'll be like this. You know how when you want to start a car? That's exactly what will happen to your spirit man. And then you will find things to pray about. There are many things that the Lord will want you to pray about. Hallelujah. Amen. So pray. You don't want to be distracted. Pray. Stay in prayer. And make it consistent. Set an alarm on your phone. If it gets to that. Oh, tell yourself, I want to pray every 10 minutes in every 2 hours. I want to pray. Like, make it that practical. As believers, we tend to not, we don't know how to make religious practice of good things. And then we condemn people that do it. You know, just build an habit around it. Let them be wondering, why is your alarm always making noise? Tell them, I'm sorry, I need a reminder. Because my life needs is on this. Hallelujah. So make it an habit. Make it something that is conscious. See, the more you stay at it, you will forget the day you did not pray. Like, it will become so part of you. It's just like the way you know that in a day you have to drink water. That's how prayer will become to you. Because your heart will be, you have a state of heart that can never, no distraction can come to it. Even at this, when distraction comes, you can easily say this is a distraction. You can easily discern a distraction. And then you know that, oh, now this distraction is coming for my soul. It's coming for my heart. And then you run back to the Lord for help. Hallelujah. So let us not commonize some things. It's okay to pray every hour. It's okay to set an alarm to pray. Make it an habit. Just make it part of you. Even if by the time your alarm sounds, you are in the midst of something, you know that the reason why the alarm is beeping is because it will reset your heart. It will reset your mind. You just know that, I'm supposed to pray now. Even if I can't necessarily, maybe you are, for example, you're in a meeting at work and you notice that, that's my alarm. your heart just tells you that I'm supposed to pray, and then you keep it to heart. You're not just going about your day because you've done morning devotion, and then go about your day and then come back to night prayer when you're about to sleep. Hallelujah. If we continue like that, we'll be distracted. We'll be distracted. But we must build an habit around it. It must become our culture. Must because it just becomes who you are. And if you don't keep at something, it won't actually be yours. Hallelujah. Amen. The next point says focus. Psalm 16 verse 8. Focus. You don't want to be distracted, then stay focused. Stay focused. Psalm 16 verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. And you shall not be moved. Because you have done what? Set the Lord always. I set the Lord always before me. I set the Lord always before me. I stay focused. I'm not distracted. It's a choice I have to make. I set the Lord always before me. Set 10 alarms on your phone. Let them wonder what's going on. In fact, when your phone keeps beeping, ask yourself, not only you. Yes, it's only me. Because you know that your mind must be set on something. Praise God. Our heart must be set on something. Our heart must be set on something. We must not be distracted. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We must keep, that's my state. I keep looking at you, Jesus. I want to stay here. I don't want to be distracted. I want to just stay with you. All day long. All day long. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's easy to be distracted, you know. It's very easy to be distracted. But I must tell myself, I want to stay in a place. I want to remain in a place where it's not a cliche. Do we get that? I'm sorry, I just remembered Bola. I saw her pronouncing cliche. So that's what I just remembered. You know, I'm trying to look for another word. It's our life. Maybe we don't know that. Personally, my life depends on what Jesus is saying to me or what Jesus is doing in every season of my life. I'm not putting my trust on the government. I'm not putting my trust on my job or on how much I earn. If you stay there, you know the reason why many people that seems to be fervent before, once and then suddenly maybe they get a job and then they just suddenly start giving excuses. It's because they have not set the Lord before them. And we are not people like that. We are excellent people. And if the Lord deserves us to be excellent people, then we must ensure that we are not doing, since the Lord has said I'm excellent, then I need to focus on that. No. And then you forget the Lord. May we not be people like that in Jesus' name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Number four, I think, cast your care on the Lord. Cast your care on the Lord. Cast it on the Lord. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast your care on the Lord. Oh, are there worries? Are there cares? Are there burdens? Yes. But I cannot help myself. I would rather cast it on the Lord. I would rather cast it on the Lord. I would rather cast it on the Lord. Oh, any iota of worry I see, I quickly go and meet the Lord. Why am I feeling like this? What is it? Then I pray. You don't have to build up on worry. You don't have to build up on worry. And then you worry and worry and worry. Cast it on the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 7, 1 Peter 5, 7 says that, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Just know that he cares for me. And so I will cast all my cares on him. I will cast it all on him. I will cast it all on him. He cares for me. Does the Lord care about you? Do you believe what you just said? Then you should not be scared to cast your care on him. Don't become your burden bearer. No, you can't. You can't do that. You're arming yourself each time you do that. So you cite the worry. And I'm saying that there are things that will show up that are legitimate worry. But because you know that you cannot help yourself, immediately you do what? You cast it on the Lord. Just believe God's word. There's power in believing God's word. There's power in believing God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, let me share an experience with us. I can't remember when exactly, maybe this week or the past week. I had a dream that one of my boys in the dream was really itchy and crying. I was wondering, what's this? And so it was just a very short one. And I woke up. And I think the next day, I noticed a lot of rash on one of them. I was like, okay. So when I woke up, I was like, what does this mean? What's this? What's this? I just said, okay, let me just pray it off. You know, I just prayed that. I really don't know what this is, but I prayed it off. And then by the time I saw the rash, it could have put me in worry. Because I'm like, what is this? Where did this come from? What should I do? No, I can just start. I'll just start thinking of one region, I want things. What should I do? And I really, it was actually very itchy. In fact, I think he had had it. And I didn't see it early. Because he had itched himself so much that he had peeled his skin. So it was the aftermath of the rash I was seeing. And I saw how he had really itched himself. And so, like, so on a normal day before, I would have worried over that. But because I think the Lord also just wanted me to see it. And it has set my heart. So when I saw it, I did not even bother. I did not worry. I just told him, it is well with you. And we continued life. The thing has cleared up right now. But on a normal day, I would have worried so much about it. But because the Lord has shown it to me, I saw it and I just like, so when I saw it, I was laughing that, oh, okay, now I get it. And you know, I just continued my life, not worrying about that. So staying in worry will not really do anything. So cast your care on the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33. The next point is seek the kingdom first. Seek the kingdom first. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Hallelujah. All these things shall be added to you. Seek the kingdom first. Permit me to say, seek the kingdom first and only. Just seek. Just seek. This is an instruction. And there's already what to, there's already, you can, in fact, this scripture is so plain that you can see the fruit of you seeking first. So can we just decide, make a choice to just seek first? When we are seeking the kingdom, we are saying no to distractions. We are saying no to distractions. Even on this journey of seeking the Lord, there will be distractions. But because your heart, you have set your heart that this is all I will be doing, you'll be surprised how distractions will fall away. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are distracted, you cannot profit with God's word. So you can keep coming to church, but you are distracted. You won't be able to profit with that word. Matthew 13, verse 22, when he was talking about the different grounds, the different kind of hearts, he says that he who hears the word, and he says that he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So when we stay in that position of distraction, you can't profit with the word. So you just keep hearing, but you're not profiting, because each time you hear, this keeps happening. The cares of the word choke the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want us to make a decision this morning that I will set the Lord always before me. It's a choice. It's a choice. And we can make the choice. We can make that choice. Mary made the choice. Does it mean that Mary did not do any other thing with her life? Did it mean that because she had made the choice, she didn't do any other thing with her life? No. Jesus did not remain in their home now. But she made a choice. And that choice she made cannot be taken away from her. So can we make a choice this morning that I want to hold on to you, Jesus. I want to stay at your feet. I want my eyes to be gazed on you alone. I just want you alone, Jesus. I don't want to be distracted. In this journey I am on, I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be distracted. Please, can you hear me put up Hebrews 12, verse 2. I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be distracted. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I don't want to be distracted. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Can we ask God to help us this morning? Help us, Lord. Help us to stay focused. Help us to stay focused on you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to stay focused on you, Jesus. We don't want to be distracted people. We want to be focused people, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. I want us to make the decision. Make that decision. That every day, Lord, I will focus on you. I will sit at your feet. I will pray always. I will stay focused on you. I will seek first the kingdom. And at the face of trials, at the face of distractions, at the face of worries, I will be standing. I will not be moved. Because indeed I will have set the Lord before me. Help me, Jesus. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord.